Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hey ladies, before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to share with you an opportunity to win the most gorgeous summer getup. So some of you might know that I'm a big fan of Vitamin A. They are a high-end swimwear line, cover-up line, and if you guys see a lot of the hats that I wear, several of the hats that I wear are Vitamin A, and then every single swimsuit and cover-up that I wear is Vitamin A. And so I am so excited to be collaborating with them and offering one of you lucky listeners an opportunity to win a Vitamin A hat, a shawl, kind of a cover-up shawl, and a beach tote bag. These are some of my personal favorite things. I use all of these very frequently in my life, and I cannot wait to be sending one of you this gift. So the way to enter is to go ahead and write a review of the podcast and put it on iTunes. Make sure that your nickname correlates with your Instagram feed. That's how we're going to be tracking, and that's how we'll know who is the winner. So just have your nickname match your Instagram handle. On August 16th, we will be drawing a winner for whoever has entered this. And I can't wait to deliver these three gorgeous swimwear. You'll have them for, you know, the next month or so before summer ends. These are things I've had this tote bag in my kind of beach collection for several years now, so they do not go out of style. This is high value, and I'm so excited to see who the lucky winner is. All right. Thanks for your review in advance, and I look forward to sending one of you the gift. Well, hello, my loves. How are you doing this beautiful Monday morning? I hope you are fantastic. I am recording this call still in San Diego, in La Jolla. We moved from Del Mar to La Jolla just a couple days ago, and by the time this recording drops on Monday morning, I will be back in LA and getting back into my routine, which I'm looking forward to. We've had such a good couple of weeks here. It's actually been more than 2 weeks. I think it's officially about 2.5 weeks, and it has just been so good for Kenny and I. It's been good for our family. It's been so great for Harrison. He's grown leaps and bounds, just jumping in the ocean and diving under the waves and getting a lot of time with me, which is so wonderful. And just being out of the kind of the everyday structure and just being in the flow and getting vitamin D. It's like he's bronzed and his hair is blonder than ever and Grace is fully walking. I just feel like these moments are so tender, and this is like where memories are made. And I think I shared on the last episode that, you know, this is something that Kenny and I have been wanting to do for a long time. Like, we've just been really wanting to rent a beach home. We say like, oh, we're going to take a month off in July, or, you know, we're going to take 3 weeks and go here. And then it just never feels like it actually happens, whether it's, to be honest, most of the time it's like, oh, it's too expensive, or, you know, like, we're not going to pay that. And to, you know, get a house on a beach property in the middle of summer that actually feels comfortable from an aesthetic point of view and all of that, you know, is not cheap. It's not cheap. And so it definitely stretched us, just emotionally, financially, just whatever. It just, like, it stretched us to say yes, to lean into this desire. And, you know, of course, while we're here, I finish up the Feminine Collective better than I could have thought possible. He closes 3 deals while he's here. And, like, we're so taken care of. Like, we always are. We're so taken care of. And I just share that because it's like, it's true for you too, whatever level you're at. And, like, you're always going to be stretching out of your comfort zone. Like, it's just, that's the way it is. You guys have heard me share before, like, when we've built houses or made investments, it's not like we always just have cash just sitting in the bank, but we believe in ourselves and we believe in our ability to manifest what it is that we desire. And we believe that it is possible. And you know, this time that we've spent together as a family is just been, it's been really magical. It's been truly kind of, it's been magical. And so now it's time to start thinking about going home and getting back into the routine, which will be an adjustment. I'm just getting off of the Feminine Collective kickoff call today, and I want to share with you a little bit about my experience with it. I started crying on the call, not like really, really crying, but just I teared up several times. I teared up when I did a centering and a prayer, a meditation. I teared up when I was opening it up and just sharing with them like how both like vulnerable it felt to actually be putting this collective together and be sharing this content and be leaning more and more into what I believe is my truth and my God-given gifts, which I really believe that I've been gifted to have this beautiful blend of the masculine and the feminine. And yes, to be able to talk about sales conversations and offerings and ideal clients and opt-ins and strategy, you know, to the degree that I do. And then at the same time, be able to lead women in massive transformation. And what I know from my experience is that the more that I have leaned into the more feminine work, the more spiritual work, the unpacking the stories and the unpeeling the layers, like the more my businesses have boomed because of it. And it's been an interesting journey. Well, so I'll just kind of wrap up that thought. So with the Feminine Collective, it like feels like I'm like outing myself. Like I'm just showing this part of myself that it's not that I've been hiding it. I just haven't been fully ready to let out. It feels vulnerable. It feels courageous. And it truthfully feels like the deepest work that I've done on myself, which feels, you know, a little like I feel a bit tentative about, like, how much do I show? How much do I share? Like the business stuff, it's so easy for me to come up with just to do the thing. Like I'm naturally very good at it. It's very well respected and like accepted in our communities of like, oh yeah, teach someone how to do an ideal client and an offering and a this and a that and like how to make money. Yeah, like game on. You know, I also know that I can quote unquote or know that I can make a lot of money doing that. This deeper work doesn't feel as much of a guarantee. It doesn't feel as safe. It feels open and vulnerable. And my truth is that the more work I've done in this world, the more money I've made. But does everyone like really believe that? And will they accept that? And is it something that women desire? And so that's been my own personal journey with this. And so today on the collective, you know, 38 women joined this founding membership. I know it's going to continue to grow from here. There was about 26 or 28 women today on the call. Seeing all of their just bright and shiny faces on video and their commitment to themselves in this group and their excitement to be in the group. And, you know, we opened it up for sharing and like everyone was raising their hands. There's just such a longing for every one of us to feel more connected, to feel more intimate, to experience connection and community and collaboration. And we as women, I know, thrive off of this. Like, this is what fuels us. This is what keeps us going. Like, none of us are meant to be in isolation. None of us are meant to be sitting behind a computer all day long and just like, you know, creating opt-ins. Like, we are meant to be in the world. We are meant to see each other's faces and feel one another and have compassion and empathy and be in sacred circle. Like this is the work of our ancestors. Like this is what they did. And we truly are so gifted in today's world that we do have the ability to sit in sacred circle and to go and like kill the cow, you know, and like bring home the bacon. And not that cow's bacon, but you get my point. It's like we have the ability to do both. And the reality is that sometimes that can be really confusing. And so it's this gift, but it's also this like shakeup of like what, okay, wait, am I supposed to be, you know, do I have my bow and arrow out right now and like going to, you know, kill dinner for tonight? Or am I gathering the berries and like creating the most like beautiful, you know, dinner arrangement? And I think in today's modern world, we as the ones that are leading the way, as the light workers, as the entrepreneurs that are truly doing the work, we are meant to have both, and we are meant to quote unquote have it all. And it is a dance. A lot of us weren't shown the way of how to do this. And so this is where being in community and being in a collective and being like in this kind of tribal collective, if you will, is vital for us living our best and for us living out our truth and for us being able to make the money and receive the abundance and have the flow and do the things that it is that we know are possible. We know in every single, you know, we know that we can do it. It's just like how and what does it look like and what's the next step? And am I supposed to be sitting in sacred circle or am I supposed to be creating the things? And the truth is you're supposed to be doing both, or the offering is to do both. And what I know is that when you lead with the intuition, when you lead with the more feminine truths, when you really tap in on that level, then it's like, it is this beautiful dance. It's like, because then you have clarity. And then you can go and build the, you know, the structure, the container from a masculine perspective. And from that place, when you're able to build the structure and build the container, it's like then the water can flow. One of my mentors that I'm working with just, you know, was talking to him about this work that I'm doing. And he was like, it's just such a beautiful dance. He's a man that is very connected with his feminine. And I love it because he can just so see it inside of me. I'm actually working with a few different mentors, a spiritual mentor right now, as well as a business mentor, which of course they're both so connected to their kind of feminine nature and feminine essence and really are just supporting me and diving deeper into that. And then can also like support me in seeing the kind of the direction from a masculine perspective. But what he gave me this visual of, you know, it's like a river bend, and it's like the sides of the river, it's like that is the masculine. Like you're literally putting a container up so that the water, the feminine, can just flow. And the more structure that's there, the stronger the container, the less the water leaks, the less it like flows out, and the faster it can flow. And I was just like, yeah, yep. Like that is so accurate and that is so true. And that's the work that we're doing in the feminine collective. So it's really, really exciting. I made some announcements today about the live event and the retreat, which we'll be sharing publicly at the end of this week. So if that's something that you've been interested in, please be on the lookout for both a live event at my home in October, which is a 2-day live event, and then a retreat that I'm going to be hosting in Palm Springs the second week of November. So I'll be sharing all of that coming very soon. I am giving the Women in My Feminine Collective the first go at those seats. And I'm just really looking forward to just continuing to dive on this journey, first and foremost for myself, and then to share the work with all of you. So hope you have the absolutely most gorgeous week. I hope that you find your beautiful balance between the flow and the getting shit done. I am here for you, and I look forward to connecting when we do. Take good care. Bye-bye.